daf is Rosh Hashanah daf vav. We are holding on the bottom of daf hey amid bay. So we were in the middle of discussing the pasuk v'haya b'cha chet. So we had darshined that it's v'lo b'karban chachet, that there's even though there's a violation of bal ta'acher, and that's an avera to delay the bringing of a karban, but the karban is still going to be kosher. It's not going to be pasul. So we left off with the Gemara asking whether that's really a chiddush, that it's still going to be kosher, because after all we already know that from a different pasuk. So the Gemara is going to have a separate drasha to learn from v'haya b'cha chet, and then the Gemara is going to discuss various limud and various drashas from the pasuk as to what the yisur of bal ta'acher applies, and the Gemara is going to discuss why we need each of those drashas, why they can't be derived from other pasukim. The Gemara is also going to get into the difference between a neder and a nedava, and we're also going to discuss the yisur of bal ta'acher as it relates to the mitzvah of tzedakah, not just as it relates to karbanos, but the very nogel lemaisa issue b'zmanazeh of bal ta'acher when it comes to tzedakah. It's also going to tell us about the iser asay of violating bal ta'acher for even a single regal, even though one only violates los asay. We have five shitos. When one violates los asay, there is an isra asay. Rav is going to be mechadesh even after a single regel. And the Gemara is also going to tell us Rav is mechadesh that there's an isra of bal ta'acher. Once three regalim pass, there's a new isra every single day of bal ta'acher, every day that it goes unpaid. The Gemara is also going to mention the possibility that one goes a full year, a full calendar year, without passing shalosh regalim. So we're going to have three possibilities of how that could happen, that you go a full calendar year without passing Shalosh Regalim. And then we're going to get into the date of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, whether there's a set date for the Yom Tov of Shavuos or there are multiple possible dates for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and the daf will conclude with three shilos about some more details of Bal Ta'acher. So again, the whole daf pretty much is still about the Isser of Bal Ta'acher. So where we left off yesterday was that we had quoted the drasha v'hayu b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet, that the karban is not pasul when one violates bal ta'acher, and we asked that we already know this din that it's not pasul when one violates bal ta'acher from pasuk v'chatul l'fnei Hashem melkecha ma'aser d'ganchei tirashcha v'yitzrachu b'charus b'karcha v'tzoncha, where we see that we compare b'char to ma'aser. So just like ma'aser doesn't become pasul after a certain zman, after a year is up, so to b'char doesn't become pasul after a year is up. The Gemara says no, that only would teach me about Bechar, which is not a carbon of Ritzui. But any carbon of Ritzui, I would still think is a puzzle once you violate Bal Ta'acher. That's why I need the Pasuk of Vayu B'chachet. So Frek the Gemara, the last word on the page on Hamid Beis, Va'akati mid ben azay nafka. Even when it comes to carbonos that are carbonos of Ritzui, I already know from ben azay that it's not puzzle when you violate Bal Ta'acher. How do I know that? Titania Ben Azay Omer, Ben Azay says, Oso, Matam Lomer, why does the Pasuk have to say Oso? Lefisha Nemar, Lo Sa'achel L'Shalmo. Pasuk says, Lo Sa'achel L'Shalmo, one should not delay in paying up the carbon. So, Shemei Ani Af Ma'achel Nidro Bebal Yiratza, I might think that someone who's late in paying for a carbon, in bringing a carbon, meaning one who has violated Bal Ta'acher, that the carbon is going to be possible. Tamalomar, oh so. That's why the pasuk says oh so, to tell me oh so below yiratza vein macher nidro below yiratza. That oh so below yiratza, that by pigul it says that pigul is oh so, that is not going to be a valid carbon. That's going to be possible, but someone who simply violates bal ta'acher, the carbon is not going to be possible. So back to the question: what do we learn from vahei b'chachet? It can't be velo b'karban chachet. We already know that the carbon is going to be kosher when you violate Bal Ta'acher. So what are we learning from Vayu B'chachet? So the Gemara suggests a second possibility. El B'chachet V'lo B'ishtachachet. Violation of Bal Ta'acher is going to be a problem for the person himself who's chayiv and who violates Bal Ta'acher. It's not going to be a problem for his wife. Salka daita chamina holvam Rabbi Yochanan vitem Rabbi Lazar einish toshla de meisalim kein vakshim menu mamon ve'ein lo. One might have thought that since we know that a man loses his wife, a man's wife will die as a result of people asking him for money that he has pledged, and he refuses to pay up money that he has pledged. Shenemar imein lecha l'shalim lo meyikach mishkavcha mitachtecha, that his bed is going to be taken from underneath him. That's a reference to his wife. Se'ema b'hayavon d'bal ta'acher nami yishtomesa. So I might think that when it comes to the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher, his wife will also die as a result of his violation of Bal Ta'acher. Kamashmulan, therefore comes to tell me that that's not so, that his wife will not die as a violation of Bal Tachir, his wife will only die as a result of him failing to pay up his nidarin that he has made to tzedakah. In Chashuk Echemer, Rav Zilberstein raises the question of an Isha Tzedkanis, a woman who was a very righteous woman but was married to a very stingy man, and he would all the time, very wealthy stingy man, and he would always make pledges to tzedakah and he would never pay up. So the woman came to the Rabbanim and she said, you have to stop asking my husband for tzedakah. I'm going to be the one that loses out because I'm going to be the one that dies as a result of his failure to pay. So Zilberstein said, no, it's not possible. That's not what it means, that ishto shalav de mesa because of that. What it means is, if anyway she deserves to die because anyway she had done averos for which she deserves to die, so then normally the husband's tzedakah can save her. But if the husband has failed so miserably in tzedakah that he has made pledges and he has not paid up on them, then whatever zechuyos he has is not going to save her from what she otherwise deserves. But it's impossible that she's going to die if she doesn't deserve to die. That's what Zilberstein writes. Not the pashtus of the Gemara. Pashtus of the Gemara sounds like that as a result of her failure to influence him, she's going to die. Meaning the fact that he refuses to pay, often his refusal to pay tzedakah is because of financial pressure at home that his wife is not influencing him properly, maybe influencing him negatively in terms of how to spend his money. And that's why Ishtos Shalom de Mesa, that's what I would think would be the pashtus of the Gemara. But anyway, that's where Ishtos Shalom de Mesa, not as a result of the violation of Bal Tachir. Tosfos writes that nevertheless we find Ishtos Shalom de Mesa Bavo Nedarim, and you have to say that's only if it's Eino Meshalim. But if a person is Meshalim his Nedarim, it's just that he violates Bal Tachir, so that's Ishto is not Mesa. His wife does not die. So the Ritva raises the question, Turi Evan also raises this question, so it would turn out that you never find that a guy's wife dies ba'avon nedarim, because kol yamav is ba'amod v'shalem, meaning there's never a limit where you say, okay, now he has not paid up, because he always has the opportunity to pay up. All he's done so far, as long as he's still alive, all he's done so far is Bal Ta'acher. He can still pay it. So how do you ever have a case where Ba'avon Nedarim, Ishto Shalom de Mesa, that as a result of Nedarim, a man's wife is going to die? So the Turi Evan is mitarets that the Iker, that it all depends on whether he made up his mind, he may had some finality in his mind, that he's not going to pay it. Once he decides he's not going to pay it, even though in a chinami he could change his mind and decide to pay it, that's when Ishto Shalom de Mesa. But if he still hasn't decided not to pay it, then it's just a violation of Bal Ta'acher, and it's not going to be Ishto Shalom de Mesa. He uses the mashal to say, just like we find by Mila, that the Torah is Mechayev Kares for a person who's an Aral Zachar, Shalom Olam, a male who has not gotten himself a Mila, who's an Aral. How could he ever be Chayev Kares, Kol Yom Abamod Vim, as long as he's still alive, he could still do a Mila, because the Chiyuv continues so long as he's still alive. So it could be that according to this, it works out well, that he's Chayiv Kares, where he's Gomer Bedaito, where he makes up his mind that he's not going to get a Mila. That's when the Chiyuv Kares may set in. The Rashba sounds not that way. The Rashba says that if he didn't pay up, and he's delaying his payment, so Mesa Ishto, but if he's Ma'acher Gimel Regalim, and he violates Bal Ta'acher, and then he pays, so Ein Ishto Mesa, meaning it's his wife is still in danger until he pays. So she doesn't die as a result of the violation of Bal Ta'acher, but he doesn't know whether it's just going to be Bal Ta'acher or that he's never going to pay, because he could die at any moment. So long as he still hasn't paid, his wife is still in danger. Now, if 2 years went by and then he paid, so he violated Bal Ta'acher, for that, his wife is not going to die once he's paid. His wife is not going to die because he violated Bal Ta'acher. But it's so long as he hasn't yet paid, at any point that he hasn't yet paid, so then his wife is still in danger. Or the Turi Evan says the other possibility is maybe use Koveya's man for his neder. He says that I'll learn X amount of dapim of Gemara by a certain day. So once that zman passes, so then there's no tashlumin. It was the part of the neder was by a certain day. So that's ba'avon nedar mishto mesa. But otherwise, in a chinami, if there's no time limit that he puts to it, so then it's stam a violation of Bal Ta'acher, and then it won't be ishto mesa. The Archaim HaKadosh has an interesting comment that seems to be against the Gemara. It's very clearly against the Gemara. Chaim HaKadosh on the Pasuk Vayibah Chachet says, based on the Gemara in Shabbos Aflam Beis, Bavon Nedarim Mesim Ishto Banav Shaladam, so he says, Vayibah Chachet is the Lashon Chisaron, that Al Yedei Ichur HaNeder Yechser Mimenu Ishto Shi Kegufo, that because he delays his Neder, he's going to lose his wife, so or his children, which are also a Chalek of him. So the Archaim HaKadosh on the same Vayibah Chachet, that Dafka Ishto Shaladam will be Mesa as a result of the violation of Baal Tachar, all the Achronim have a very difficult time. It's beferish against our Gemara. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, about 8 lines into the page. Tan Rabbanan, Motzus Vasecha Zumitzvah Saseh. We're going to take phrase by phrase in the Pasuk about Baal Tachar, where the Pasuk tells us that Motzus Vasecha Tishmor, whatever you say, you have to do. Vasisa Kasher Nadata Lashem Elokecha, you have to do what you promised to Hashem. Nedava Asher Dibarta Beficha, the Nedava that you said with your mouth. So we're going to take each phrase of that pasuk and show what halacha we derive from each phrase. So motzus vasecha zu mitzvah, that's to tell me that there is a mitzvah saseh to fulfill what I promised to do. Tishmar zu mitzvah lo saseh. Tishmar hishamar pen al our mitzvahs of our lashonus of a lo saseh. So tishmar tells me it's a lo saseh not to fulfill what I promised to do. Va'asisa ashar lebezin shaya asucha. Va'asisa is a requirement of the bezdin that they should force one to do it, that they should force one to pay up, which is a big discussion in Tosos and Maseches Basra and Daf Chesam and Beis, because it sounds from here that there's a din of kfiya that Beis enforces for tzedakah, that because in this pasuk we're going to include tzedakah as well, so it sounds from here that Beis enforces for the mitzvah of tzedakah. So the Rishonim asks that the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kofiut says that Beis is not musharin al mitzvah sasei shematan schara kasav betzida. Any mitzvah sasei where the Torah gives the schar for the mitzvah next to the mitzvah, so then the Beis Din is not, it doesn't have to be kofe you. And by the mitzvah of tzedakah, the pasuk says, ki beglala davar azei yivrecha Hashem elokecha, so there's matan schar b'tzida by tzedakah. So Tosfos Maseches Babasa raises the question. Tosfos himself brings 4 answers to this question, how Beis Din can force one to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah if it's a mitzvah of matan tzchar b'tzida. Rabbeinu Tam suggests that even though Beis Din is not kofem mamish, but kfiya b'dvarim they could do. When we say that Beis Din is ya'asucha, it just means verbally, but not physically. The Rabbeinu Tam also suggests that the Gemara in Bava Basra, where it sounds like they do force, it's talking about where the community has accepted it upon themselves that they allow Beis Din to force them to give tzedakah, because it's like a communal tax. The Re suggests that by tzedakah there's also, it's not just a mitzvah shemat and schar b'tzida. By tzedakah we know there's a lo saseh as well. Lo sa'ametz l'slavavcha v'lo sikpots. So you have a lo saseh not to be stingy, a lo saseh not to fail to give tzedakah. So maybe for that basin could be kofen, not for the mitzvah saseh, but for the mitzvah lo saseh shabo. And then Tos quotes from the Ritzbah that basin is not musar a mitzvah shemat and schar b'tzida, just means that basin isn't going to get punished for failing to force you. But it doesn't mean Beis Din is not allowed to force you. Beis Din is certainly allowed to force one to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. Those are the 4 answers that Tosfos gives. Other Rishonim give other answers, and Achronim give a lot of answers as well. Minchas Chinuch writes, for example, Minchas Chinuch writes that tzedakah is not considered a matan schar b'tzida, because it's only when every single time the mitzvah is mentioned, there's a matan schar mentioned next to it, like by Kibud Aveim, only then would we say it's called Matan Schar B'tzida. But by Tzedakah, it's mentioned a few times in the Torah. Matan Schar is only mentioned once. So it could be that Tzedakah is not considered a mitzvah that's Matan Schar B'tzida. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands. They quote B'Shem Reb Chaim, a different answer, that the Rambam in the beginning of the 9th parak of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim sounds like the money of Tzedakah as a din, that when it comes to the mitzvah of Tzedakah, there's not only a din for each individual to give Tzedakah, but there's a din on the city to appoint people to make sure to oversee tzedakah funds. So you see that a chelik of the mitzvah of tzedakah is not just to give tzedakah, but to be worried that other people, and make sure that the community is giving tzedakah, to make sure that other people are giving tzedakah. So it's not like most mitzvahs, where Beis Din, a mitzvah say Shema Tzachar B'tzida, Beis Din doesn't have to force you, where Beis Din's role is just a general role of enforcing. By tzedakah, there's a specific requirement on the Beis Din, or on the community represented by the Beis Din, to make sure everybody's doing it. So they're not forcing you to do your mitzvah, they're forcing you because that's their mitzvah. That's a chelek of the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's what they say b'shem Reb Chaim. Anyway, vaitu in the pasuk, kasher nadarta zen neder. Kasher nadarta, that refers to a neder. L'Hashem elkecha, elu chatos v'Hashem osolos u'shlam. L'Hashem elkecha says that included in the Yisra Bal Ta'achar are all these different types of korbanos. Nidava, kimashma'o, that refers to a nedava. The Gemara later on in the summit is going to discuss the difference between a neder and a nedava. Asher dibarta, elu kache bedek abayis. Asher dibarta is even if you're makdish something for bedek abayis, there's still an isra of a bal tachar. It's not only karbanos, even things that you just give so that the Beis HaMikdash could be maintained is also a violation of bal tachar. Bificha zu tzedaka. Tzedaka is also included in bal tachar. So now, says the Gemara, now that we've accounted for every phrase in that pasuk. Amar Mar, we have three questions on these drashas. Question number one, Motzos Vasecha Zu Mitzvah Saseh Lomeli. Why do I need Motzos Vasecha to tell me that there's a Mitzvah Saseh to pay up on time? We already have a different pasuk to teach me that from Uvasa Shama Vevesim Shama, that when you come to Yerushalayim, you need to bring all the things that you promised you're supposed to bring. So Tishmar Zu Mitzvah Saseh Lomeli. And a second question, why do I need the word Tishmar to tell me there's a Lo Saseh to delay in paying up? Milo sa'achar l'shalmo nafka. That it already says in the parsha. It already says lo sa'achar l'shalmo. Doesn't that teach me the lo sa'say? And then the third question: va'asisa ashara lebeisdin sheyasu chalameli. Why do I need va'asisa to tell me that beisdin has a requirement to force me to pay up? Miyakrivoso nafka. We already know that from the words yakrivoso. How do I know that? The tiny, because the brisa tells me yakrivoso melame chakovanoso. Yakrivoso teaches us that we force the person to do the mitzvah. Yochel bal karcha, you might think that we force him even against his will. Talmud lomar liritzono. That's why he says, no, we force him, but it has to be willingly. Haketzad, how do you pull off such a trick that you force him, but he's still doing it willingly? Kofnosad shiyomarotzani. You force him until he tells you that he's really doing it. And as the Rambam famously formulates, that's the inner ani, the ani that really inside, deep down inside, he wants to do the right thing. You just sometimes have to beat out the outer layers until you get to that inner layer that really is interested in doing the right thing. But it's kofano so ad shiomer rotsani. So bottom line, we have these three drashos that seem totally superfluous because we already know these halachos from another drasha. Now Tosas raises the question on this idea of kofano so. Tosas raises, why do I need this pasuk by every mitzvah kofano so ad shetetzi nafsho? So what's a special pasuk over here, dafka, by giving tzedakah, by paying up karbanos, that there's din of kofenoso? So it says Tosos, Salka Daitach, you would have thought that over here you're not kofen because it says specifically l'ritzono. So you would think not to be kofen, so that's why I need to balance the l'ritzono, and I say yakrivoso to tell me that you are kofen. So Frechter B'Yakov Emdin, by all other mitzvahs, we're not kofen, we're only kofen to the point of rotzani, because we don't make a person sin in Sukkah Bal Karcho, that's not a mitzvah at all. So let it not say l'ritzono, let not say Yakriv, and we know they have to be Kofa Achi Yomarotzani. Meaning, what are we saying? How do I know to be Kofa Achi Yomarotzani? Because it says Yakriv Oso, and it says Liritzono. So since they have two opposite mashmos, so they even out to Kofanos Achi Yomarotzani. You know how else it would even out? If you didn't have Yakriv Oso, and you didn't have Liritzono, that would also even out to Kofanos Achi Yomarotzani. So Yaakov Emden suggests by all mitzvahs were Kofanoso until he does the mitzvah on his own. He doesn't actually have to say Rotsani. He just has to physically do the mitzvah without us pushing him, without us holding him down. He has to do the mitzvah. It could be under the threat of being beaten again that he's doing the mitzvah, but he's doing the mitzvah physically on his own power. He doesn't have to say anything. But par kabanos, there's a specific requirement of rotzani, and that we only learn from the word, from the interplay between yakriv oso and liritzono. Sfas emes is machadesh, that the din of kfiya by all mitzvahs hasei is only by mitzvah say that's a chovas haguf, but a mitzvah say that comes al yidei piv, meaning a mitzvah say that a guy isn't born with, that he creates by taking a neder, that he makes it a mitzvah say by committing to do something, something, that we would think that you're not kofa, and that's why I need this pasuk of Yakriv Oso and Lirtzono to tell me that this din of kfiya by such mitzvot sasei as well. But the bottom line is, where we are in the Gemara right now, is that the Gemara says there are three drushos that are totally superfluous. So the Gemara says they're not superfluous. Chad da'amar v'lo afrish, chad afrish v'lo akriv. There are two different ways to violate bal ta'acher. One is a guy makes a commitment, a verbal commitment, he's going to do something. He takes a neder, he's going to do something. And then he doesn't, he's not mafrish the karban. He never actually designates any animal for the karban. So if he's ma'acher in designating an animal, that's bal. Then there's another type of bal tacher. He has designated an animal for the carbon. He simply hasn't been makriv the carbon. He hasn't actually brought it as a carbon. That's also bal tacher. So I have drushas to tell me for each of those things. Utsricha, and I need both drushas. Diash mina amar v'lo afrish. If I only would have known that there's a violation of bal tacher when you verbally committed but didn't actually follow through and makrish the carbon, mishum dlo kaimi lidiburi, because he hasn't even done what he said he would do. Aval afrish v'lo akriv, emakalech adise be'gaza derachmane yisei. But if he was at least mafresh the animal, you could say, okay, so this animal belongs to the Ribbono Shalom already. So wherever he promised to bring an animal to the Ribbono Shalom, and the animal already does belong to the Ribbono Shalom, wherever it may be. Granted, it hasn't been brought as a carbon yet. So tzricha, that's why I need to be told that that's bal tacher as well. V'yeshmina afresh v'lakrif. And if it only were to tell me a case where he doesn't get the animal but didn't bring it, the kamashi legabei, I would say, yeah, that's worse, because you're holding back on God's animal. You're keeping it in your house instead of bringing it. But if he was Omer v'lo afresh, you might say, okay, it's just words. What did he do already? He just said words and he didn't do anything, but he's not actually physically holding on to an animal that actually belongs to Kadshim. Tzricha, that's why I need both cases, drushas for both cases. What do you mean, dibur lo klumhu? By kala tarakulu, we say, amirasa l'gva, kemisiru l'hedyot. So how could there be a havamina, that amira doesn't mean anything? So the mitzvah Eisan says that, in the back of the Gemara over here, points out, from the Rush in the Darim, daf chavtes, it's muchach, that from here we learn, amirasa l'gva, kemisirasa l'hedyot. This is the source for amirasa l'gva, kemisirasa l'hedyot. That his amira means something. The fact that he just said something and didn't follow through on anything that he said is itself the source of Amiraso Lugvakim Siraso Lehedyot. Sfasema says that that Dibura Lo Klum means with regard to Baal Ta'acher. Certainly, when you say something, it's Kimisraso Lehedyot in terms of that it's a Mechayev, but how do I know that it's a violation of the Lo Sase of Baal Ta'acher? That's the Chiddush of our Gemara. I would have thought that it's not enough to be Mechayev Mishum Baal Ta'acher. Fine, says Gemara, Mimat Samar Da Omar Velo Afrish. Can you really say that the Pasuk is talking about a case where he said he's going to bring carbon but hasn't been mafresh a carbon? But v'hanadavak siva, one of the examples of the type of carbon that the pasuk gave is a nedava. Nedava by definition is one that you were mafresh, because the difference between neder and nedava, neder is you say hare alai, I promised to bring a carbon. So that you could add that he promised and he never actually was mafresh a carbon. But nedava is hare zu, this animal is going to be a carbon. So by definition, the very first words that you utter as a nedava, that itself is afresh. Utna nezu neder, what's a neder? Omer hare alai ola. Vezu nedava, omer hare zu ola. Umabe neder l'nedava, what's the nafkamina between neder and dava? Neder meso nignav chayiv bachriyuso. If you took a neder and then you were mafresh an animal and then it dies or it gets stolen, well then you have to replace it with another animal, because the chiv is on the gavra, it wasn't on the chefza, it wasn't on the animal. Nidava, but when it comes to nidava, meso nignava ina chayiv bachriyuso. You only promise you're going to bring this animal as a carbon. So if it dies or gets lost, you don't have to replace it, because this animal is no longer there. But bottom line, we have a question. How can you say that we're talking about a case of amar v'lo afresh? It says beferish that it's a nedava. So Amar Rava Mishkachas LaKegon DaAmar Harei Alai Ola Almanas She'ini Chayiv Bachriyusa. Now the case is you took a neder, but you took it almanas that it's going to follow the rules of nedava, that you're not going to be Chayiv Bachriyusa. So that could be a case where it's Amar V'lo Afrish. It's nedava because you're not Chayiv in the Achrayus if it gets lost, but it's still Amar V'lo Afrish because you said Harei Alai, you didn't say Harei Zu. Tulsa says, can you do such a thing? Isn't that Masal Mashkos B'Torah? You're saying, Hare Elai Lashon Neder, so doesn't that have to follow rules of Nedarim? How can you make it tonight that you're not Chayav Achrisa? Tulsa says, no, this is not at all like Masal Mashkos B'Torah. Does not explain why. He just says, this is not at all like Masal Mashkos B'Torah. The Ritva explains, because there's no Gzeris HaKosav that by a Neder you have to be Chayav Achrisa. It's just that we assume that's what you're Meshabid yourself to when you use the words Hare Elai. Well, if you're explicit betoch kadei dibur that's not what you're being meshabed yourself to, that you're only being meshabed to bring an animal once, and if that animal gets lost, that you don't want to be chayiv b'achriusa, so mela, that's not what you're meshabed yourself to, and it's totally fine. V'fichazu tzedakah, we had a drasha that tzedakah is also included in balta acher. So says the Gemara, Rava's mechadesh, but it's not the same as all the rest. Amar Rava tzedakah mechayiv aleila alter. Tzedakah is different than the others. Tzedakah you chayiv to pay right away. It's not Baal Ta'acher. It is subject to Baal Ta'acher, and it's subject to Baal Ta'acher more immediately. My time, da'kai mi aniyim. And the reason for that is that aniyim are right there waiting for tzedakah. So it says more pshita, of course, that tzedakah is going to be Baal Ta'acher as soon as there are aniyim right there and you haven't given it to them. Ma'al d'teima, kivin d'binyan d'karbanos k'siva, ad avri ala gimel ugalim k'karbanos. Now, I might have thought that since we learn the yisra of Baal Ta'acher by tzedakah from a pasuk that's really about karbanos, that it should follow the rules of karbanos. And just like by karbanos, you don't violate Baal Ta'acher until three regalim, by tzedakah as well. Kamash Milan, Hasam Uditalin Rachman Abrogalim, Aval Hachalo, Tashkich Yanim. That's why it has to tell me, not so. That over there, it depends on Regalim, but by Tzedakah, it doesn't depend on Regalim. By Tzedakah, it depends on the actual presence of Anim. So one does violate Baal Ta'acher immediately when there are Anim in front of you, and therefore, as soon as you don't give them Tzedakah, it's a violation of Baal Ta'acher. The Dvar of Ram and Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, in a Haggah, quotes from the Chavetz Chaim, an unbelievable Ha'ara L'maisa. He says it's very common for one to violate Baal Ta'acher when one invites an Ani for Su'udah Shabbos and he delays in beginning the Su'udah. He invites an Ani for Su'udah Shabbos and they sit around and they're schmoozing and he sings a Shalom Aleichem and an Eish Eschayil and he benches all of his kids and the Ani's sitting there waiting for food. He's waiting to get fed. And that's a violation, he says, of Baal Ta'acher right away. You have to feed him right away. Says the Dvar Avram, it's a Ha'ara Yafa L'chora, but no one is Nisar on this. So you have to be Malamid Zchus on what everyone does, that we assume it's not a violation of Baal Ta'achar. He says it could be that when you invite an Ani for a Suda Shabbos, the time of payment is the time where you would normally want to start eating. But it's not considered the time of payment prior to that time. Chavetz Chaim himself was knowing that when he had guests, he would say Shalom Aleichem after Kiddush during the meal, because he didn't want to violate Baal Ta'acher by saying Shalom. Unbelievable. He wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem on Friday night before the meal, because that he thought he was Choshesh was a violation of Baal Ta'acher. He essentially says this in the Mishnah Brura in Reish Ayin Aleph, that if a person is not hungry to eat right away, so he doesn't have to make Kiddush right away when he gets home, because really we're Yotze Kiddush Daraisa in Shul. But nevertheless, he says, if he makom shalom bayis, or he has misharsim or orchim or nareach ani in particular, he should not delay the meal. He should start the meal right away, because you don't want to be in violation of Baal Ta'acher. And he says this also when it comes to the first night of Sukkot. The halacha is first night of Sukkot, if it's raining, you're supposed to wait a long time till you start the meal. Says the Chavetz Chaim, not if you have aniim coming to your house that are waiting to eat, because then it's a violation of Nisa Daraisa of Baal Ta'acher, and you don't want to violate Baal Ta'acher. So the poskim discuss maybe even with your own family, if a person has a requirement to feed his family, so if he's going to sit outside a shul schmoozing and keep the whole family waiting and keep it, so that may also be a violation on some level of Baal Ta'acher. So within reason, obviously, he doesn't have to run out as soon as the last amein of the last kaddish and run home, but he has to get home in a timely fashion. Okay, says
this is talking about a general pledge to feed Aniyim. Is that the type of
tzedakah? Yeah, I mean, a person has designated money to tzedakah, and then the Ani is right there, so then you have to give the Ani. So the discussion: what if it's an Ani that's not ra'ui? Are you waiting for a more ra'ui Ani?
Or if
you
make a pledge to a specific tzedakah.
Oh, so then the mitzvah is to give to that tzedakah, but that's also the chor Baal Ta'acher. The tzedakah is waiting for it.
To the extent that they need it.
Right, Yeah, so Amar Rava, Kivan Shavar Lav Regel Echad over Ba'aseh. So Rava has another Chiddush about Baal Ta'acher, that once a single Regel passes by, even though you only violate the Los Aseh when three Regalim have passed, once a single Regel passes, it's already a violation of Mitzvah Saseh. So Meisvei, Hey, Rabbi Shavar Papias Al Vlad Shlamim Shiyuk Rav Shlamim, they were made that a Vlad of a Karban Shlamim could be brought as a Karban Shlamim, and Amar Rav Papias, Rav Papias says, Ani Meyed Shai Salanu Parashil Zivchei Shlamim, Vachalnua B'Pesach, we once had a par that was a carbon shlamim, and we ate it on Pesach, and here's the kiva, chalnu vlada shlamim b'chag, and its offspring we ate as a carbon shlamim on Sukkis. But wait a second, bishlam b'Pesach lo akravuayim or demechzos manhava. I understand why they couldn't eat it on Pesach, because it could be that it was just born that Pesach, and therefore it's a mechusos man. So it's a mechusos man, you can't, meaning it's not right to be brought as a carbon until it's 8 days old. So nothing you could do about it, they couldn't bring it on Pesach. Ela vlada b'atzeres hechi mashila, but how could they not bring it on Shavuos? Meaning, if you're going to say that there's a violation of an Isra Seh to not bring the Karban, even one Regel, so how could they wait till Sukkis? How could they not bring it on Shavuos? Says the Gemara, two answers. Number one, Amrav Zvid Mishmei Derava Kigon Shahaya Shayachol about Saras. One answer is it could be that the animal was sick on Shavuos and they couldn't bring the animal as a sick animal on Shavuos. Second answer, Ravashi Yamar, Maiva Chalnu Vlada Shlom B'Chag. What does it mean when they said we ate its offspring as a Karban Shlom on Chag? Dikatani? Chag HaShavuos. It doesn't mean Chag HaSukkos. It means on Shavuos, that they actually had it on Shavuos. Why didn't the first answer say like that? Who was the first answer? Why didn't Rav Zvid say like that? V'idach and Rav Zvid didn't want to say like that because Kol Hecha D'Tani Pesach. That whenever it says Pesach and you're referring to Shavuos in the context of Pesach, you always call Shavuos Atzeres. You don't call Shavuos Chag. The fact that it calls something Chag, it must be a reference to Sukkis and not a reference to Shavuos. It must be a reference to Sukkis. In Chashuk Echemer, Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Sefer Derech Pikudecha, has a suffix, what's the din if you have a son who's a Giz Mano to have a Mila, but he's a Chola and he's not Roy for a Mila, and you can't give him a Mila till he gets healthy. So can you Shech the Karban Pesach for the father of that baby? Do you say Mila Spino Ma'akav to Milech Lasa Pesach? Failure to mal a child stops a person from being in the kind of mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Or do you say he's not failing to be mal the child, he can't be mal the child because the child is a chola, and therefore it's not going to be a problem for the father. So the Sefer Derech B'Kudecha brings a raya from this Gemara that Kivin Shavar Lav Regel Echad V'Lo Kriv Over Ba'Asei, and the Gemara says, what's the case? Where why did they wait till Sukkis to bring the Karban? Because the Karban was sick on Shavuos. So you see from the Gemara that since the Karban had something holding it back from being brought, it's not a violation of delaying the bringing of the Karban, and Kol Shkein Linin Mila, where you're not Rashay Min Adin to give the baby a Mila, that's considered Lohi Giyaz Mano. That would be the same thing in terms of Lohi Giyaz Mano. Says the Gemara further now, Amar Rava, another comment of Rava, Kivin Shavral of Gimel Regalim, once a person has, once three Regalim have passed, so you say, okay, now he's violated Baal Tachar, he might as well keep on waiting. Right? No. B'chol yom v'yom over Baal Ta'acher. Each and every day that passes by, it's a new violation of Baal Ta'acher. The Mi'iri writes, but wait a second, when it comes to Kovish Schar Sachir, that you owe a person money for work he's done for you, the Gemara in Bamitzia says that once the Boker Rishon has come, so then that's one Isser. It's the same Isser. He doesn't continue to violate each day that he delays. So he says the difference is because the requirement to pay a worker, there's no chilik between Yamim and Lelos. So it's one elongated Zman, that's one continuous Zman that you have to pay your workers, whereas Karbanos are possible, you can only bring them during the day. So each morning that comes, it's a new Zman that you're able to bring the Karban, and that Zman's going to end when the sun sets that night. So each day is going to be a new violation of Baal Ta'acher when he doesn't bring the Karban. So good. So says the Gemara for the Meisvei. Echad Bechar ve'echad Kalakachim Kivan Shavra Aleim Shana below Regalim. Regalim below Shana over Baal Ta'acher. Gemara says, really, can you really say that every single day is a new violation of Baal Ta'acher? But didn't we learn that by Karbanos, whether a year passes without three Regalim passing, or whether three Regalim pass without a year passing, it's a violation of Baal Ta'acher? So says Gemara, okay, how's that Akasha on what we just said? We just said that it's a new violation of Baal Ta'acher. Baal Tachri each and every day. So Gemara says, no, here's the Tiyufta. Amar Rav Kana, Manda Kamosav, Shaper Kamosav was a good Tiyufta, because Michti, Tana Lavika Mahader. When we say that you violate Baal Tachri with either a year passing or with three regalim passing, we're obviously trying to come up with every single way you could violate Baal Tachri. Well, I have a great way you could violate Baal Tachri, meaning if you want a way that to make it sound really strict, so listen, B'chol Yom Yom over Baal Tachri. Why doesn't it say that each and every day you violate Baal Tachri once that year passes? If it's really trying to shake out every possible way that you could be in violation of this Isser. That's the Tiyufta. So the Idach, the other Rav would respond, Tana l'mikveh belav kamahader, belav yisere lo kamahader. No, the Tana is just trying to find different ways to violate the lav, not how many lavin can be violated. So it's saying there are two different ways to violate the lav, either the passage of regalim, three regalim, or the passage of one calendar year. But in a chinami, it could be that you'll violate the lav many, many times over every single day once either of those things pass. But that's not what the Bryce was focused on. But wait a second, the Gemara is now going to shift its attention. We just said that you can violate Baal Tachir if a full calendar year passes, even if three regalim have not passed. How does a full calendar year pass without three regalim passing? Gufa, echad b'char v'echad kol kachim, kivin shavar aleim shana below regalim, regalim below shana, over Baal Tachri. With either three regalim or a calendar year, you violate Baal Tachri. Bishlam regalim below shana mishkachasla. I understand how you could have three regalim pass and not a year pass. That makes plenty of sense. As long as you start the clock on Erev Pesach, so three regalim would pass the day after Sukkot, and it's only been 6 months. It hasn't been a full year. El shana below regalim hechi mishkachasla. But how do you have a full year if you take any date on the calendar and go 1 year later on the calendar, that same date 1 year later, you will have had three regalim pass in between. Tosfos points out, even if you were to start in the middle of Pesach, let's say you start on the third day of Pesach, you'd start the clock, still it would be, you'd have a whole Pesach, because you'd be mitztarif for the second half of this year's Pesach and the first half of next year's Pesach. That would still be mitztarif. So how do you ever have such a case where a full calendar year passes and it's not yet three regalim? So the Gemara says three possibilities. First of all, hanich lamandi islek esidran mishkachasla. Certainly if you hold that in order to violate Baal Tachri, you need shalosh regalim kesidran, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot in that order, so then certainly you could have it as long as you started the clock the day after Pesach. Right? If you started the clock the day after Pesach, you're not going to violate Baal Ta'acher until you'll go through Shavuot, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot before you violate Baal Ta'acher. So it's going to be a year and a half later that you violate Baal Ta'acher in terms of the Regalim. But in terms of the Shana, you'll have that way before the Regalim pass. So that's one possibility. But El Leman, the Lesek Sidran, Echim Mishkachsim, that was only one out of five possibilities of how you get the regalim to pass to violate Baal Tachri. Let's say you don't need Kisidron. Then you don't need the three regalim to pass Kisidron. How do you have a calendar year pass? So says Gemara, a second possibility. According to Rebbe, it could happen in a leap year. Because as we're about to see, Rebbe holds, the way one violates Baal Tachri by a full year passing is not by looking at the same date next year. It's by looking at a solar year, by going 365 days later. Now, if we had an extra month in the year, you go 365 days later, you may not be up to next year's Pesach yet, meaning if you started the clock the day after Pesach, so and you go 365 days later, and it happens to be that there's an extra Adar the following year, you're going to be short of next year's Pesach. So you could have a full year pass where you're not going to be in violation of Baal Tachri. Where do we see that Rebbe holds this? Titania, Shana Tamima. Rebbe, what is a Shana Tamima? Rabbi Bati Arichoma. Rebbe Omer, Mona Gimel Meos Veshishim Chamishim Yom Kiminyan Mosachama. We count 365 days like a regular solar year. The Chum or Mona Yud Beis Chodesh Miyom Liyom Minasar B'Shal Minasar B'Lo. The Chum say no. We count a full year, meaning go to the same calendar date the next year, and even if it's a leap year, go to the same calendar date the following year. Again, this machlokas was said by Batei Arichoma. The halacha is when a person sells a house in a walled city, so for the first year, the seller can always buy it back for 1 year. Once he doesn't buy it back in that first year, then it's going to remain in the buyer's hands forever. It doesn't even return by Yovel. So there's Machlokas, Rami Lacham, how do we define that year? Is it a solar year or is it a Jewish calendar year? So Mishkachsa the Rebbe, Da'akta Shabbos V'Chagamatzel. So certainly, according to Rebbe, you can have a case where a year passes, 365 days pass, and three regalim haven't passed. You're Maktish Basar Chagamatzel right after Pesach, Pesach, dechimata shili adar basra'a, shana malya regalim lamalu. So when the adar beis comes the next year, you will have had the rim 65 days, but it would still would not have been three regalim. El rabbanan heichim shkachsa. But how does it work according to the rabbanan? So it says Gemara a third possibility. How does one violate bal ta'achar by having a year pass without having three regalim pass? Kiddetani Rav Shmaya. It all depends on how the Yom Tov of Shavuos falls out. Rav Shmaya taught Atzeres, Shavuos is an unusual holiday in that it doesn't have a specific date on the calendar. Pamim Hei, Pamim Shisha, Pamim Shiva. Shavuos could fall out on the 5th day of Sivan, the 6th day of Sivan, or the 7th day of Sivan. Haketzad, Shnei and Malei and Chamisha. If both Nisan and Iyar have 30 days, so then it's going to fall out on the 5th day of Sivan. Shnei and Chaserin, if both Nisan and Iyar have 29 days, then Shavuos is going to fall out Shiva on the 7th day of Sivan. Echon Malei Vechon Chaser, if one of the months is Malei and one is Chaser, Shisha will fall out on the 6th day of Sivan. Ah, so that's how you could have it. You'll have designated the carbon. Let's say last year Shavuos fell out on the 5th day of Sivan. So you designate the carbon on the day after Shavuos and Isru Chag Shavuos on the 6th day of Sivan. The next year Shavuos falls out on the 7th day of Sivan. So you'll have gone an entire calendar year and there will not have been a Shavuos in that calendar year because Shavuos can fluctuate between the 5th, 6th, and 7th day of Sivan. Umantana de Palagalei de Rav Shmaya, who disagrees with Rav Shmaya and holds that Shavuos cannot fall out on the 5th, 6th, or 7th day of Sivan? Acherim, it's the Shita of Acherim. The Tanya Acherim Omrim, Ein Ben Atzeres Latzeres, Ein Ben Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, El Adalad Yam Bilvad. That from one year Shavuos to the next year Shavuos, or one year's Rosh Hashanah to the next year's Rosh Hashanah, based on the way the calendar works, is a 4-day differential, meaning if one is on a Sunday, the next year it's going to be on a Thursday. It's a 4-day differential. Why? Because every year we assume that there are 6 months that are Malay and 6 months that are Chaser. So that's always the way it's going to work out. So you never take a chance that there might be two Malays in a row. It's not. It's always one Malay, one Chaser, one Malay, one Chaser. V'im ha'isa shana muberes chamisha. If it happens to be that they had an extra month, so then it's a 5-day differential in terms of the in terms of when Shavuos is going to fall out. Rav Shechter points out in Eretz HaTzvi over here that there is a comment of the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh where the Sifri says, Shiva Shavuos tispor lach bebezdin. Uminayin lekalechad ve'echad, tamalomer svartam lechem lekalechad ve'echad. So, and the way the Gra changes the girsa is, yachol bebezdin. I might think Shiva Shavuos tispor lach is a mitzvah in the bezdin. That's why the Pasuk says, svartam lechem lekalechad ve'echad. That the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is for everybody. It's not just for the bezdin. What's the havamina that Sfiras HaOmer should only be for the bezdin? So, Rav Shechter points out, it's this Gemara, because let's say the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's clearly a din in the bezdin Agada. Because of what does Kiddush HaChodesh do? It's Koveya, Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's Koveya all the Yom Tovim that come out during the month. It's Koveya when Pesach is going to be, when Sukkot is going to be, when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, when Yom Kippur is going to be. It's Koveya Yom Tovim. Whose job is it to be Koveya Yom Tovim? My job? Nah. It's the Beis Din's job to be Koveya Yom Tovim. So those mitzvahs are all mitzvahs on Beis Din. Now Shavuos is counted 50 days. Shavuos is not a function of a date on the calendar. It's not a function of when they're Mekadesh the Chodesh of Sivan. Because you could be Mekadesh the Chodesh of Sivan and it's not necessarily going to be that 6 days later is Shavuos, because Shavuos could be the 5th day, 6th day, 7th day. Shavuos is a function of Svira. Sviras HaOmer is Koveya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So you understand very well that the Sifri is going to have such a Havamina that you might think that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer should only be done in the basin, because Sviras HaOmer is the Koveya of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So that should be a mitzvah dafka in the Beis Din. Kamash V'lan has to tell me Usfartem Lachem L'Kalechad Ve'echad, that no, for some reason Klal Yisrael was given this power to be Kaveh, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that each and every one of us have to count the Sfira L'Kalechad Ve'echad, and through that we are Kaveh, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, different than every other Yom Tov, where it's Beis Din's job to be Kaveh, we are Kaveh, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's interesting that with the Grah changed the gear so to make it a Hava Amina. The Chizkuni, Rav Shechter points out, seems to have had the old Girsa in the Sifra, where he holds that Enochinami, it is Dafka mitzvah on the Beis Din, that the mitzvah of a Safar Telcha is a separate mitzvah on the Beis Din, that Beis Din has a mitzvah to be Koveya, the Yom Tov. Then there's a separate mitzvah of Usfartam Lechem, Lekal Echad Ve'echad, that we also have a mitzvah of Sira, but that's not what's Koveya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that's just a mitzvah to count from the Karban Omer, from the second day of Pesach, but that's not Koveya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But Enochinami, the Beis Din has their own mitzvah to count Sfira. Why does Beis Din have their own mitzvah to count Sfira? Specifically to be Kaveh the Yom Tov of Shavuos. It's interesting also, Shachter points out in the Sefer Ginas Egos that it turns out, in the Siman Tes, that it turns out that the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos, why would you ever have a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, meaning by then they still didn't know when Pesach was? It's all a function of the second day of Pesach. It's 50 days later. It has nothing to do with the calendar day. So they don't need to know when Rosh Chodesh Sivan was, or even when Rosh Chodesh Iyar was. All they needed to know to be Kaveh Shavuos was when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. Was there a place on earth that didn't find out when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was? By the time Vav Sivan came around, by the time the beginning of Sivan, Hey Vav Zayin Sivan came around. So the Rambam raised this question in the third parak of Kiddush HaChodesh, Halach Yud Beis, and the Rambam seems to suggest that it's a low plug. That it's stam, a low plug. That once we make a Yom Tov, he says, it's just like we have, there are places in Chutz Laretz that Shluchei Nisan would be able to get, but Shluchei Tishrei would not be able to get. And still, those places, even though Shluchei Nisan were able to get there, they would be knowing Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios on Pesach. Why? Low plug. So in all places, we know Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios on Shavuos. It turns out that Shavuos is only a low plug. Rav Nineza writes, anything that the Chalkas Yoav writes, rather, that anything that's a low plug is a lower level Gezerah, is a less serious Gezerah. So it turned out the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos, the Chara would be a lower level Gezerah than all other Yom Tov Shenis, because it's only Midin low plug. Okay, we'll pick up the Rabbi Zera's Kashas tomorrow. Oh, yeah.